Sam is not a traditional billionaire because he believes in the concept of earn to give, which means his goal as a human is to make as much money as possible just to give it away. Earn to give. And that's exactly what he's doing.
I've lived a very long life. I've met a lot of people. I've been broke. I've been rich. I've done it all. And 100% of the time when I meet a person who has lots of money and is very, very frugal with their lifestyle, they are not a good person. 100% of the time. I have a Bugatti. I'm sitting here. I've got a diamond Patek. I've got fucking $6 million of watches, $15 million of cars, blah, blah, blah. I give money away. I'm philanthropic. Fine. When I know people with lots of money and they sit there and they want to drive an old Toyota Corolla.
Hold on. Where's your car?
It's that one there.
That's like what, a Toyota?
Yeah, it's a Corolla.
Why don't you buy a Lamborghini, man?
I didn't have any particular need for one.
Or they're very frugal, they talk about investing, and they save money. These people are always fucking weirdos. Money has no value past a certain number. And if you're gonna sit there and hoard it past a certain number, there's actually a degree of greed inside of you. I'm not the greedy one. Me, with my Bugatti and my diamond watches and my hundreds of millions of dollars buying everything, buying penthouses in Dubai, I'm not greedy. I'll give my money away. It's the people who hoard and live these very fucking boring, frugal lifestyles that are truly greedy, and they're truly evil. FTX is a perfect example. If this motherfucker was driving a nice fat Lambo and he had a big diamond watch and was living a life which a millionaire should live, I would have trusted him a bunch more. But when he sat there and said, I only drive a Corolla and I give all my money away and I just try and hoard it all to just help people, an alarm went off in my head, because everybody I know who is like this, 100% of the time in my human experience, ends up being full of shit. Full of shit. What he is a fucking dork who wanted to be powerful and influential. He realized that money won't stop him being a nerd, because the girl he's hanging around with is still getting plowed by his fucking blockchain dev. So he wanted to have power, and when you want power, you need unlimited money, so he became infinitely greedy, trying to get as much money as possible to buy political parties, pretend he's doing charitable acts, just to have influence and control over other people, then stands up and goes, I drive an old car and I have a cheap t-shirt. And you know what? You dumb fucks believed him. You sat there and go, oh yeah, he's a good person. He won't famoose me for all my money. He doesn't care about money. People like him care about money more than people like me, because people like me spend our money. So next time you meet a guy who's rich but tight as fuck, be careful.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls!
Shut the fuck up!
Hey. Children of all ages, today is Saturday, November 12th, 2022. I am Luigi with the American branch of PNN, the Pole News Network. We're going to be talking about today. First, we'll have an introduction talking about UHG a tiny little bit. Then, it's over for the Orange Man. Even Megatards have lost faith. Then, Pick Real should be auto-replaced on Pole. Then, we will end the show talking about the FTX crypto, Sam Bankman-Fried. The next Warren Buffett or something, I guess. What a philanthropist, what a kind man. Giving so much to so many. He makes money to give money, guys. He makes money to give it. To give it away. How kind of him. What a fucking majestic and kind and totally not a Jewish trick. Totally not a Jewish trick in any way. Couldn't be. No way. Too kind. Anyways, that'll be the end of the show. Got distracted by how awesome Sam was and how philanthropic he is. I was just bewildered for a moment. Let's get to the actual show, shall we? First, I'm going to talk a little bit about UHG. I haven't talked about UHG in months and years, maybe even months. Years. Has Russia been fighting that long? Fucking goddamn. Oh, man. You know how long I said it would take Russia to take Ukraine? One day. One day. Nope. Wrong past Lou. Wrong. War is war. War never changes. War never changes. Okay. God. Who? Anyways, anyone notice anything different about Azov-chan lately? The past couple threads? Anybody? What's different? I'll give you a minute to guess. Is it
Azavtov's Blabberschan's face? Nope. Close. Almost. Is it the okay racist okay sign? Nah, not that. Is it the swastika tattoo? Oh, whoa. Where'd the swastika tattoo go? Where'd the swastika tattoo go, buddy? A cross? A plus? The fuck? I assume a cross for Jesus. But why do you need a cross when you already have a cross as a necklace? This is too vanilla for 4chan. Too vanilla. Where's the swastika? You even had half the fucking swastika covered up. That was what was hiding the swastika. You had that. The swastika was hidden. And even that wasn't enough. Even that wasn't tame enough for the Globo Homo thread. Even that is not tame enough. I mean, fuck, how else? I mean, God. UHG has always been bad, but fuck. Now they don't even show swastikas. How much did Globo Homo pay them? How much are they getting from their ESG fund? Fucking Jesus Christ. Okay, moving on. Fuck UHG. Moving on. It's over for the Orange Man. Even Megatards have lost faith. Pitcher is. More Republicans and Republican-leaning independents now say they'd prefer DeSantis, 42%, as the 2024 presidential nominee over Trump, then say they'd prefer Trump to DeSantis, 35%. In an October poll with Yahoo News, Trump was preferred 45% to 35%. Yeah, but there's so much wrong with this first polls. Polls are a joke. Polls are a fucking joke. Polls are just hysterical. Second Yahoo News, come on. Has it been relevant since fucking AOL? No one uses Yahoo News. Who uses Yahoo News? Nobody. Bots. Bots is who uses Yahoo News. Who uses my grandmother? Who the fuck uses Yahoo News? Not even her. Who the fuck uses this shit? Nobody. Fucking bots. I mean, fuck, really? Really? 42% of our bots say they prefer DeSantis over the 54% of the bots last month. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Oh my God, Trump wearing a yarmulke. And a bunch of just seething in the thread. Just nonstop seething. Moving on. We'll get through these ones quick. Pick related. Should be auto replaced on poll. Zoomer slang / shortening words down to utterances is out of control. I haven't even looked at the stats for the number of occurrences for this phrase in 2020 yet. Yeah, I'd rather not. Okay, boomer. for real. No cap. Yeah, why not? We haven't had a new word filter in a while. Seems as good as enough as any. Why not? It's kind of an annoying word. Why not? Much more annoying than soy. Definitely. This Aussie says your post should be auto-replaced with something that's not abhorrently bad. Seriously, do you stop and think at the absurdity of getting upset at what someone posts on a Chinese image board? It's a Japanese image board. You did that on purpose. I won't take your bait, Anon. This whole post is bait. This is bait, the post. It's not even good bait. It's not even good fucking bait. You didn't even bait anybody. Unsynchronized. Wow. Furry. Kill la kill. Beautiful. Moving on. Oh, we're already at the finale. We're at the finale! Yay! We'll talk about the Sam Bankman-Fried or whatever. I'm gonna call him SBF. It'll be easier. SBF and his FTX shenanigans. Dude's Jew-ish as fuck. So is everybody involved. They are all Jews. Aren't they always? Isn't it always the Jews? He lost 94% of his fortune. FTX lent $10 billion to affiliated trading firm Alameda Research, which is run by this fucking chick, which is apparently his girlfriend, I think, and apparently a Harry Potter fan. And very Jewish, it looks like. Very, very fucking Jewish. Jesus Christ, how many shekels? How many shekels do you have, Jew? Do you have lots of shekels? Not anymore. Not anymore. She says she was, quote, kind of thrown into, unquote, making decisions at Alameda. What the fuck? These people don't even know. These people are just Jews put into power. They think it's their birthright. Fuck these greedy kikes. Guys, there's so much around this FTX thing. It's so deep. The rabbit hole goes so fucking deep. So deep. We're talking Ukraine money was in here, guys. Ukraine money. was in the FTX. What the fuck? Our tax dollars got funneled from the Ukraine defense budget into this cryptocurrency, guys. Our tax money vanished into thin air. Why? Did you agree to giving this guy your tax money? Did you agree to that? I don't even think you agreed to giving Ukraine your tax money, let alone this fucking kike. Incredible. In-fucking-credible. How are there not riots in the streets right now? I mean, this is a big fucking scandal. This is like so much bigger than Watergate. This is so, I mean, imagine this, okay? Congress, okay, sending Ukraine military money, okay? But, I mean, that in itself is a fucking scandal, that we're sending all of our fucking weapons to Ukraine and depleting our reserve just so that Raytheon can build more weapons. I mean, that's a fucking scandal. Okay, that aside. That scandal aside. Congress okays defensive money for Ukraine. We send Ukraine this defensive money. They then invest it into FTX. What? What? Are you kidding me? They took our tax money and what? What? So you're just... Wasn't that for weapons? What the fuck? You're investing into crypto? What the fuck? I mean, we knew it was money laundering, but so blatantly money laundering, just, we're gonna invest it into crypto. What the fuck, man? Oopsie. Better write another 50 billion check. Fuck. Not only that, dude. There's links upon links, guys. The rabbit hole never fucking ends with this thing. I've been researching it for like, two and a half hours. Immediately got home, started researching all these links Salt shit sent me. These are some of them. Just reading them, going over them nonstop. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and more kikes and more deeper and more kikes and more deeper. Insane. It's worth noting that the ties between FTX and the SEC go beyond in-person meetings. The general counsel of FTX US had served as lead counsel to Chairman Gensler at the CFTC. By all accounts, he's a stand-up and excellent attorney. The point is the SEC was pretty close. Apparently, this guy named Ton Humer was saying that Gary Gensler runs to the media while reports to my office allege he was helping SBF and FTX work on legal loopholes to obtain regulatory monopoly. Yeah, apparently the SBF bill that was being pushed was going to just hurt all of his competitors. He was just going after his competitors, and he had people in government to help him. Other people. I do that a lot, guys. I do that. That's a big mistake I tend to make, people. Silly Lou. Demons. Fucking monsters. Kikes. Jews. Those people. Them. They did it. Then I stumbled across this. With thanks to Salt, I stumbled across this. You fucking sent it to me, Salt. It's all Salt. Salt did all the work. I regurgitate it like a fucking chicken feeding its babies. There you go. It was me puking the shit into your fucking mouth. Enjoy. Tikkun Olam. How the fuck do I say this shit?
Tikkun Olam, Hebrew.
Tikkun Olam. Wow, guys, am I becoming the Jew? Tikkun Olam. Shalom. Whatever. It's Hebrew. It's a concept in Judaism which refers to various forms of action intended to repair and improve the world. Wow. It's the Jews are going to fix everything, guys. They're going to make everything better. They'll fix it. I believe it. Don't you guys believe it? They'll make everything better. Everything will be fixed. Fix it, please. Please. Please fix it for us Jews. Make us all live in harmony. All of us, all of our different creeds and races will live in harmony. Thanks to you, the Jew. Thank you. That's why you have been kicked out of 6 million countries, right? That's why you've been kicked out of 6 million countries. 6 gorgillion countries you've been kicked out of. Here we go. Here's a thread. Breaking, Ukraine military aid from USA was invested in crypto FTX by Ukraine. What the fuck, man? She says, please be real, fake and gay. Oh God, I hope it's fake. Please be fake. Please be fucking fake. I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's fake, guys. Don't pause and read this. That would be bad for them. Canadian teachers have a $95 million hole in their pensions due to the pensions investment in FTX. Wow, oopsie. Oopsie whoopsie. Oopsie. This dude says there was a crypto bullshit setup for Ukraine, something like a couple $100 million, and FTX was involved. Perhaps it's gone, but it's not clear what happened. It's still funny. I doubt they lost the bulk of their support. I don't know, man. Who knows where all our fucking money went? Billions and 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 billions of dollars. I don't think I said honestly, did I even say billions enough times? I mean, I said billions a lot of times, but did I say billions 60 times? That's how many billions we sent to them. $60 billion. I would have to say billion 60 billion 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 billion. I'm not even gonna do it. Billion 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 billion. I could just keep doing it. We're not even halfway there yet. Billion, 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 billion. Fuck. You guys how much money that is? Billion. You know, just fucking billion. Just money. Out the thin air. Billion dollars. You know, gone. Billion. Fuck. Are we even at 40 billion yet? Fuck. That hurts me inside. This America says, so basically taxpayer money was donated to Ukraine, who put it into FTX, whose founder fed it back into the DNC to stop the red wave. I mean, really? Really? I mean, isn't that what it is? Congress sends money to Ukraine. Ukraine invests money into FTX. FTX invests money into Democratic Party. I mean, really? Really? Bigger than Watergate, guys. Bigger than fucking Watergate. Really? Fuck. War is a money laundering scheme? Oh, my shock and horror. Assange has been saying this for like ever, which is why they're slowly killing him. Yeah, I never agreed with any of that Assange stuff, and Trump was incredibly close to pardoning Assange, actually. If you listen to what Trump was saying, he did a lot of interviews where he said he was like almost on the fence of pardoning Assange, and just everyone around him told him not to do it. You know, all the kikes around him told him not to do it. You think if he gets back in office, he will be surrounded by kikes? I don't. I don't think he will be. If he gets back in office, there's no... I mean, the thing is, if he gets back in office, they are really trying to push DeSantis. They are pushing DeSantis like... They're going to cheat to try and get DeSantis in, guys. They're going to use the little shenanigans to try and get DeSantis over Trump in the primary. Which, that's going to be a fun shit show to watch, but... I mean... If you ask anybody in Florida, who do you want, DeSantis or Trump? They will pick Trump over DeSantis. There is nothing you can say to convince them that DeSantis is a better pick than Trump. And fucking Turtle Mitch and all these people getting behind him is not helping. It is not helping the case. People get it. People get it. Okay, next thread. Bankman-Fried ran Epstein Island Part 2. Alameda Research, headed up by Ellison... And under the FTX brand, here's their logo. Ooh, it's the triangle, it's the pedo triangle. It really is, though. It really is like a minimalistic version of the pedo triangle. God, these kikes. What is it with these kikes and their goddamn symbology? I mean, this is just the pedophile logo flipped around and minimalized with a circle around it. It's honestly what it is. What the fuck? Yeah. Huh. Dude's definitely pedophile. Many such cases. Ukraine partners with FTX. Man, dude, this is so deep. So deep. So many divergent paths. Here he is with Bill Clinton. Fuck, the Clintons? The Clintons are involved now? Fuck. We're fucked, guys. We're fucked. Fucking Clintons are involved. This is insane. Capstone is using the pedophile symbol too. Wow. This is insane. How deep does it go? Hedge fund says half its capital was on the exchange? What? This is insane. Louisiana Senator Huey Long was poised to win the 1936 presidential election against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This would have prevented America from entering into World War II and allying with Judo-Bolsheviks. But a Jew named Charles Wiss assassinated Huey Long before the election. Ooh, sad. They tried to assassinate Teddy too. Maybe he wasn't going along with the plan. They're draining everything. They're draining all the accounts. It's been hacked. Nope, your money's just gone. inside the secretive Silicon Valley group that's funneled over $20 million to Democrats. Oh, helping save the world. How far can this $100 go? How far can it go? How many lives can we save? Wow, just more people connected to FTX that are in the government. Just, it's like a bunch of deep state people connected to each other through this crypto exchange. Very strange, man. A lot of people enriching themselves with other people's money. Isn't that always how it is with the kikes, though? They trick people out of their money and they make themselves richer with it. I mean, how do they always get away with it? How do they always convince people to give them their money? Every time, I mean, that's time immemorial, guys. A fucking kike tricking people into giving him their money. I mean, that's, give me your money. I will do better things with it than you will. I swear I'm not, it's all in a pile over here. Look, look, see this pile of gold? See this pile of gold? This is your money. This is yours. It's right here. It's safe. It's safe. Don't come any closer, though. Don't come any closer. Don't come any closer. I swear to God, there's not a giant pile of lead under that gold. I swear to God, there's not. But that's yours right there. Don't get any closer. I'm protecting it. I'm protecting your money. It's right here. It's protected from you and other people. Don't worry. It's safe. Oh, it's gone. Sorry. It's gone. Oh, it just disappeared. It just disappeared. Oh, I just took it. Sorry. Sorry, bye. Bye. CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and Caribbean islands. They are going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend, who was a spy. They will torture me to death. Yet, yeah, many such cases. Sethrich. 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 I better throw some niggers in here. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Kike, kike, kike. I'm a crazy Looney Tune. Don't come after me. I'm a crazy Looney Tune. I'm a crazy man. No one will believe me. I'm a small community. Don't worry. You're safe. Ooh, we got a green text explaining it all. Let's read the green text explaining it all from the start, guys. First, create a crypto money laundering machine. Name it FTX. AstroTurf it by connecting it to a fake billionaire nobody with a chutzpah name. Ooh, those Jews love those chutzpah names. Pick related. Pick related. Okay, maybe. Okay. Maybe don't. Pick related. Okay, maybe don't name change pick related. That was funny. Pick related. Love it. Okay, maybe don't change it. His name is literally Sam Bankman Fried. The most generous billionaire. Who gets just pumped with blood money. Make a AstroSurf campaign. Earn to give. Use dumb fuck Redditors to invest on it. Coincidentally, this billionaire is connected to FTX. Now people notice FTX. Spend money because they want to get rich quick. The fake billionaire gets money from various investment groups to re-spend it on charities owned by the same corporations. Some fucking company, I can't even say their stupid, retarded name. And so on. Names do not matter. But with the tax write-offs, they matter because it's charity. Wait until mass is critical. Pump and dump. Make witness disappear. Now Bankman is fried. Now the PSYOP. Distract from this gigantic money laundering scheme with my baseless Pizzagate tweets from literally who? Everywhere. Now everyone is focusing on the sideshow. It's a monkey business illusion. It was some pump and dump scheme. People will ignore it. Because it will get misdirected by Pizzagate QAnon shit. Look, dude, Pizzagate was real, dude. Look, if you think it's legitimate that a guy went into that pizza place, shot his rifle one time, and the bullet went into a fucking hard drive in the other room, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's fucking insane, okay? That's fucking insane. That's a good. Listen to that, okay? Let me say it again. A fucking actor, because he was an actor, go look it up, walked into the fucking Comet Ping Pong, fired his assault rifle weapon one time. It went through a wall into the back room, hitting a computer. Going through the fucking hard drive of the computer, guys, okay? But there was nothing fishy about Pizzagate at all, was there? There was no pictures of children with their hands strapped to tables or strange emails and found in the Clinton repository. I mean, guys, it was real. Pizzagate was real. And when they tried to put Pizzagate with QAnon shit, QAnon was just goddamn 8kun or 8chan's admin guy, role-playing, getting very popular, getting too popular for his own good, really. Man, I didn't even realize how popular Q was. I mean, there was always those Q threads on 4chan, but I never really got it. I was just like, I don't know. Seemed like a troll to me. It was just so vague. So it could mean anything. It could mean anything. That's the point. This guy posts his dad testifying in Congress after the 2008 collapse, shilling for higher taxes. His son later runs an offshore hedge fund. Fucking crazy. I don't really want to. That'll be boring and long. Hitler said the Jews only wanted Palestine for the purpose of having a safe haven for themselves, so they have a haven away from the legal systems of other countries. They're just evil. They're fucking evil. With the amount we send Israel, they should be a fucking state. Imagine if we sent California trillions of dollars. Be pretty unfair, wouldn't it? This American says one of Paul's biggest logical errors is conflating the Jews with the Dems. They literally own both parties. You're right about that. They own the GOP and they own the Democrats. They don't own MAGA. That's the problem. They own Turtle Mitch, and that's why Turtle Mitch is trying to take down MAGA and why they're trying to push Ron DeSantis, because that is a person the kikes really do own. Ron DeSantis really is a kike that the fucking Jews own. It's apparent in everything they do, everything he does, and how much that they hate Trump. I guess we'll end the day in the final story, this little tack on at the end. George W. Bush and Barack Obama will hold back-to-back disinformation conferences following Trump's big announcement on Tuesday. So let me get this right. Global Homo Republican Bush, who is probably cheated into office using the algorithm, and Barack Obama, the person who got less black votes than Biden, are going to do a disinformation conference? What? This, the irony, the fucking irony. Fucking go draw some fucking crayon pictures, Bush, you fucking idiot, piece of shit, retard. Mission accomplished, right, Bush? Mission fucking accomplished. Fucking retard, weapons of mass destruction, liar. Oh, and look, Obama. Fucking Obamacare. You made me go from paying $180 a month to paying over $300 a month if I want to get fucking health insurance. Thank you, Obama. Oh, and you required me to get it. And if I didn't get it, then I would get fined at the end of the year. Thank you, Obama. That was also deemed unconstitutional, by the way, Obama. You piece of shit. I hate you so much. You weren't even born here, honestly. Let's all just admit it. He wasn't even born here. His fucking birth certificate was fake. It was fake. I mean, his mom wasn't here. He wasn't a fucking citizen of the United States of America. He wasn't. I watched like a 4-hour thing of these policemen going through step by step how it was a fucking forgery. Thing was fake. I'll go on that bandwagon of it being fake. Sure. Sure. Dumb. Fuck Obama. Fuck Bush. Fuck both of them. Bless you, Trump. Bless Trump. Bless Trump, our one non-globo homo president we ever had. Imagine that, too. We had one non-globo homo president. No wars. No wars at all. Gas price, $1. Wasn't that fucking amazing? No wars and low gas. Wow. Almost like they had to create a fucking pandemic to stop it. Okay, that's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I love you all very, very much. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Just like we all touch shit before.
I've never shitted in a tissue before.
You touch shit every single day if you shit. Like, you don't wipe yourself? It got shit in the tissue when you wipe yourself.
You don't know how to get the... Why are you touching the shit? The tissue is for the shit.
That's what I'm saying. You grab shit all the time.
No, you're
tissue.
Not saying that. You don't. Yeah, you wipe.
You're not wiping. You grab the shit.
You don't grab... Why are you grabbing
hold
shit?
Hold on.
Do you got shit stuck in your ass while you're taking...
On. Are you telling me that y'all just let the doodle fall in the toilet? Y'all don't catch it every time?
Yo. I am about to leave, bro.
How do y'all take a shit? I must have seen this shit wrong.
My nigga.
I've been catching my shit all these years.
Nah, I'm more disgusted than, like, I feel like I can't continue.
What are you talking about?
My stomach is
turning. So hold on. So y'all just sit there and shit right, come right out? No way.
What happens if you got the runs or something like that? What do you do then?
That shit, you wash your hands. Why do you think people wash their hands?
Yo, you shit in your hand, bro?
With tissue.